Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To the That's Dicey podcast. My name is Zeb.
I'm Steph.
I'm Andrew.
And we're going to be doing another campaign for you guys this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Crystal Williams on Patreon. Thank you so much for your love and support. You can also follow us on Patreon. So let's get started.
All right. Today, I'm going to be DMing for the first time. And we're going to see how it goes. I'm not making any promises, but I sure am going to try my darndest.
With a donation of $5, you could be mentioned in the next podcast or any other podcast that we do. So please consider doing that. It's a lot of help to us as content creators, and we love doing this for you guys. So take it away, Steph. Let's get this podcast on the road.
Once upon a time, in a small town far, far away, we see two characters. Where are you two? How are you spending your Thursday evening?
I'm basking in the sun, you know, getting my scales some good quenching sun. And, you know, sitting down somewhere wooded, nicely wooded, you know. That's me. That's who I am.
All right. You're in the woods, but in the sun.
Yeah.
Like a clearing? Like a clearing?
Yeah, like a clearing.
Clearing in the woods. And who might you be? Describe yourself. What are we seeing in this clearing in the woods?
The character I'm playing today is Alin, friend of El Cador Keep. He's an orange dragonborn who wears very, like, loosely fitting clothing and has a rapier and a spell book on his sides. That's me. Not really anything else cool.
Interesting. And over here, how's your character spending your Thursday evening?
My character is named Nolan, 10-time Academy Award winner and Birdman. He's spending his afternoon stuck in a tree building a little nest for himself in the woods, in a tree like a Birdman would. He has a wand, a vial, and a few other small little magic pieces of equipment that he will find use for as the campaign progresses.
All right, and with that we have Nolan in a tree and Alin in the sunlight. As you're laying there peacefully listening to the sounds of the forest, you hear a sudden explosion. You hear screaming. You hear chaos ensuing in the town nearby. What do you do?
Come, Nolan. We must mete out justice. Draw my rapier.
Are you going with him, Nolan? And with that, our heroes are off through the woods, a path they know quite well. They get to the town square and they see two police carriages overturned, a hole blown in the side of one of them. You see many an officer afoot, all looking visibly distressed. And you hear the name, Elgax, Elgax. What do you do?
I run to the nearest person. Tell me, officer, what has happened here?
Who are you?
You don't know me? Let me give you some time to remind yourself. As I put, look, nope, this angle? What?
Well, if you must know, the powerful goblin war boss, Elgax, was in one of these carriages, and he seems to have escaped. Have you seen anything? Have you heard anything? We need him back before things get ugly.
What do you mean, things will get ugly?
Well, you've heard about the feuding goblin families,
correct? I've heard about it. Elaborate.
There's a delicate balance in this town, and that balance is about to be upset if one more is back out on the streets.
Yes, it sounds slightly familiar.
We need him back, but we need him back alive.
And what if
before another war breaks out?
What if we don't? What if we don't? What if he doesn't live?
I need you to try not to not let that happen. He's a rather small goblin. Smaller than you would think for such a powerful man. That's how he escaped.
Oh.
Any other distinctive features that might help identify him?
He's got one small patch of red scruff on the tip of his head and on the tip of his chin.
What's his name?
He was last wearing his prison clothes, but I'm sure by now he's found something to change. This seems very set up. And his name is Elgax.
Is he dangerous?
Not alone, but I don't think he'll be alone for long.
What do you mean?
This.
Does he have connections?
He's got connections. He's got a fierce following.
I don't want another incident like Ragnarok Pass.
Oh, that wasn't even my fault.
Or Telepath Valley. Listen, do we need another incident like that?
Listen, I told them we were friends, they believed we were friends, and then the spell ended, and they wanted to kill me. That's not my fault.
Go that direction. And he points off into the distance.
Attention, move out of the way. We're making our way through.
People start to part. You get through.
I have a badge. I have authority. Step aside. Do you see that smoke?
Yes.
Okay, we go towards the smoke.
As you get closer, the clouds of smoke get bigger. The building is on fire, and you see three more goblins running inside. They look frantic.
Stay down, Alan. These guys mean business.
What?
You see two of them have crossbows on their back, and then what might be a sharp weapon of some sort.
Got any more questions, Alan? Or do you notice that they have lethal weapons, finally, and we could die? So get down.
I'm singing my blades. Yeah. I think what it sounds like is like these overlapping like whispers just over and over again. That gives me a +5 to my AC. Increases my walking speed by 10 feet. Yeah, I'm just charging at these goblins with my rapier.
I'm going to let him do that. His funeral.
All right, you're not sneaking, you're not...
Oh, no.
I'm pulling out my wand.
I am all out war.
All right, you're charging up. None of them see you.
Jeez.
You are not being subtle, but they are focused on something else. You get closer. You're within 10 feet. How about you? You trying to be sneaky? Roll a stealth check.
Me? I got a 12.
All right, one of them sees you.
Pull out my wand.
And you lock eyes, so you know which one saw you. Roll for initiative.
Oh, that's not looking good. That's a 1.
23.
You're going first.
All right.
So you see one goblin has locked eyes with Nolan. The other two don't know what's happening.
So I'm going to try to get close enough to get them in like a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
When we use my breath weapon. Once per short rest, I get to exhale a 15-foot cone of fire.
Jesus.
And they all make a dex save at DC 12. Yeah, the ones that fail take 11 fire.
Two of them are dead. The one who saw you, dead.
I see the one that Andrew sees. I have my wand out and I shoot a missile at him.
All right. What, magic missile?
Yeah, my magic missile.
So this goblin sees his two friends get burnt to a crisp. Three missiles to the chest. He is wobbling. He's still up.
Does he look like he's about to sneeze? I think that'd be super funny.
He gets out one.
Achoo!
Run! And he kind of falls to the ground.
He's
still alive, but like very hardly. All right. So there's a goblin just kind of shaking on the ground. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna lean down to this goblin.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on in the warehouse. I'm still talking in goblin.
There's a ship. He's getting out tonight. You can't stop him. There's an open door.
I'm rushing in there.
You walk in and you see crates, boxes, fire on the walls. It is creeping in. The interior is getting smaller. It is warm in here. You see goblins scrambling. They are lifting boxes and they are taking them out to a ship docked through a large opening in the far side. You see smoke near the boat. You're not sure if it's producing that smoke.
That means
or
it's flammable, it's burning something.
Or if it is just smoke from the building. There is a lot of smoke in this area. Are you being stealthy when you come in?
Yes.
I was not.
Roll for stealth. Not you. You got spotted by two people.
Yeah, you should have done that. Oh, fuck. I got a 2. Yeah, I'm spotted too. Thanks, Alan.
Absolutely, you did. One goblin is really rushing towards it and doesn't see you, but everyone says, "Intruders!" Four crossbows get pointed towards you. You see one larger goblin, probably about the size of 1.5 goblins. A little buff, and he seems to be escorting a smaller goblin in front of him. The smaller one tries to stop and turn back, and he says, "We're moving.
We're surrendering. We're making this work."
Your hands are up.
Let me slowly slide my rapier into the thing.
All right.
Hold my hands.
Hands
up.
In the air. What are you doing here? Yeah, why are you here? What do you want with us?
We want to talk to the big man.
Well, he doesn't have time to talk. Well, what are we doing with him, boss? He yells over to the goblin lieutenant. He says, "Leave no witnesses." One of the goblins closest to you is drawing his dagger. What are you doing?
I'm gonna just like put my hand in the air and start drawing this like sigil, like both my hands. And nothing happens like visually other than you can see like the like light of my fingers drawing this sigil. And that's my first thing. It's casting Blade Ward, which gives me resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. Yeah, use my bonus action to draw this shadow blade. And essentially I'm reaching to where my like rapier is. But instead of pulling the rapier out, I pull out this, like, gloomy, like, shadowy, ichory sword out of thin air. And I just draw it, and it's in a rapier.
That's cool.
And
yeah, he's scared.
And I'm just holding it there.
Well, he's gonna make a slash with his,
make little goblin
dagger.
Shits.
5 to hit.
Yeah, no.
So he,
That's a 1.
And he seems a little shaken by the scary sword you've pulled out. He just wobbles a little bit with his dagger, and he tries to replant his footing and get ready for the next round. Goblin 2 is gonna look at the scary sword and turn his attention to you. He's got his crossbow
the
drawn.
The sexier one, naturally.
He's gonna try and shoot you. He's got disadvantage because
he's wings.
Too close, right?
Is he within 5 feet?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. They're like right up in your business. Yeah. That's still a 19 to hit. That's 10 points of damage. And now it's your turn, Zeb.
I'm going to try to take out the arrow out of my chest. Or where did it hit my chest? I'm assuming something of that much damage hit me in the torso area.
Yeah.
I'm going to just pull that little shit out. I'm going to do it.
Is that
pull it out?
Anything else? I feel like you should take some damage for that too.
I'm a bird person. I'm just built differently. And I take the arrow out, and I flip it around, and I go to stab this guy in the forehead with it.
All right, roll the hit. You know they're small. They're hard to hit.
They are
and
hard to hit.
What with the display of ripping it out of your chest, his eyes were laser focused on what was happening with that arrow.
He probably just thinks I'm weird as shit. He's like, he's pulling some arrows out of his chest.
And then there's one more goblin. He's got orders. Hold on. He's going to try and shoot you. He's shooting you with the crossbow. He's got disadvantage. That's still a 20 to hit.
Oh, God.
No, wait. No, that's a 14 to hit. All right. It goes whizzing right past your ear, sticks into the wall.
Do I hear it?
The flames are licking at your back at this point.
I hear
it. It is getting warm. The two goblins you saw, the larger one and the smaller one, are getting closer to the boat. The flames are getting closer to you. They've moved in about 5 feet.
I can fly away.
You can feel your back getting uncomfortably hot. You will start to hurt soon because of the fire.
Okay, I'm going to just fly away.
And these goblins are around you. It's not your turn. Andrew, what are you doing?
Well, it's getting hot in
here. How many feet would you say that they are? For
the goblins?
Yeah. The big one and the small one.
Let's see. Say 25 feet in a diagonal.
Alright. I'm gonna misty step over.
Oh.
Yes. I have misty step.
Alright.
Slowly run out of spell slots.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use them.
Yeah, so I'm misty step over there. I'm going to attack the big one with my my shadow blade.
He sidesteps you and gives you a... With his reaction, the goblin boss is going to just take... Or the goblin lieutenant is just going to kind of sweep the goblin boss behind him. So he's in between you two as, like, a protection. Seeing this, the goblin that was right in front of you that tried to stab you just kind of goes, and he sees you over his shoulder, and he's going to try and throw his dagger. He's going to try and throw it at you because it's already in his hand. He misses. That's a 11 to hit, seeing that he's going to start running towards you, but he was a little thrown off by you teleporting, so it took him a beat to register, so he's going to get about 15 feet of the way. He's going to get about half distance. Goblin Lieutenant, though, he is the larger one. He's pretty upsetty spaghetti at you, trying to hurt his boss.
Oh.
He is going to make 2 slashing attacks towards you. Are you still resistant to slashing?
No, I'm not.
So that's... Nope. That's a 4 to hit, And a 12 to hit.
Yeah, no.
You just casually step out of the way for that. With that, it is the Goblin Boss's turn.
Yeah, Goblin Boss.
He's going to scream, "Get over here and help," as his bonus action, and get more goblins over to him. But he likes where he's at right now. He's going to hold a slashing with his sword.
Okay.
But he's using his lieutenant right now as a good shield. It's Goblin 5's turn. He's on his way over to help the Goblin Boss, and he gets over again about... He's going to get about 20 feet, and he's going to try and take aim with his crossbow and shoot you.
Rude.
That's a 21 to hit.
I'll use my reaction to cash.
It misses.
Oh. Gives me a plus 5 to my AC.
With that, it's Zeb's turn.
I grab my wand out and cast Deafness / Blindness on the Goblin Lieutenant, because if you cut the head off the captain and have him live in the dark, then they will all be running around like chickens.
It's fair. I didn't give you an attack of opportunity. One of the goblins that was near you left to run and help the Goblin Boss. While he turns and runs away, if you would like to try and hit him, you do get an attack of opportunity.
Okay, I'm gonna try the same shit I tried last time with my wand and just try to stab him with the wand.
Cool.
Actually, no, I'm gonna play fair. I'm gonna shoot a missile at him. I'm gonna shoot some missiles. I figure stabbing people with this stick isn't gonna work.
Roll 3d4 for me. He's not looking well. And then you're gonna fly over to those guys. Are you gonna be up in the air while you try and cast this?
I'm gonna be up in the air.
Okay. What do I need to roll for blindness and deafness?
It's a con save.
Something comes over him. His vision flickers in and out, and he just suppresses it down, and he looks up and glares at you.
He thinks top of the round. Mantra.
Andrew, what are you doing? You're standing between Goblin Lieutenant and Boss and the ship. Little goblins are rushing towards you, and your friend is in the air.
I think everyone's had a long day.
Oh, no.
And honestly, should all get some rest. I cast sleep.
What does sleep do?
Oh, it does lots of things.
Oh, God.
So, I'm going to roll 5d8. And creatures within 20 feet of a point I choose, which I'm going to choose where, like right in front of me.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Are affected in ascending order of their current hit points. So, starting with the creature with the lowest hit points, each creature affected falls unconscious. It's essentially, I roll the 5d8, that's how many hit points I can affect, and then we subtract their hit points from that total until I run out and everyone that is affected by it falls asleep.
Well played. Okay.
So, let me roll this 5. 14.
Really?
Yeah.
For 5d8?
Yeah.
All right, well, the goblin in the back, the one that Zeb hit with your missiles, asleep, and then one of the other little goblins asleep. All right, you knocked out two little goblins.
All right.
Boss, lieutenant, and one more goblin are all still standing.
Okay.
Goblin, little goblin. He's going to see two of his friends fall asleep. He's going to see one of you up in the air, one of you with a scary shadow blade still.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he's running. He's going to leave.
It lasts a solid 10 rounds.
No, thank you. with the fire closing in, no, out. As he runs past, the goblet lieutenant just kind of snarls at him. Traitor! And he turns back to you, and he's going to try again to make 2 slashing strikes. Is your shield still up?
No. It'll last until the start of my next turn. So.
All right, that's a 20 to hit and a 2. And a 6.
One hits, the other one doesn't.
All right. You take 4 points of slashing damage. He's going to try and pick up the goblin boss and just kind of charge past you. But you get an attack of opportunity on both of them.
That was a 1.
Nope.
And the second one was an 11 plus 7, 18.
One of those hits. Who are you hitting?
Probably the lieutenant.
All right.
That makes more sense.
Roll for damage.
11 damage? Psychic damage?
All right. It definitely slows him down. Instead of his full movement, he's going to go about 20 feet instead of 30. But he's going to really try and get to that ship. I'd say he's got about 15-ish more feet to go until they're on it.
Okay.
The boss is being carried. No, he's a little upset. He's like, put me down!
Put me down!
I am no child!
Okay, I'm going to shoot magic missiles into the hull of this ship.
All right, you're doing 11 points of damage to a boat. It's tanking on water. Boats are strong. Top of the round. What are you doing, Alan?
I'm gonna cast Charm Person at second.
On
the lieutenant and the boss.
Ah, all right. And,
they make a wisdom saving throw.
They're not good at that. That's a 13 and a 7.
Yeah, they both fail.
All right, what happens?
Now, you guys are just going to come with me. We're going to go now. Tell your friends to put everything down. I can't tell you how important. We have a party planned for you.
That seems very important. Did we forget about a party? And they turn around. The lieutenant lowers the boss and they start to calmly walk.
I'm going to first strip them of their weapons, anything that could possibly harm us, and look for any paperwork.
Are we going to take them home? And
no, we're going to take them back to the police.
Yeah.
That was why we were here.
Well, they're coming with you. Are you tying them up? You doing anything? You just going to find the nearest police?
Can I tie them up at least, all in, just because?
Yeah, that's
just
fine.
In case they're, okay, I'm going to tie these guys up.
You say, give me your hands, and they just...
Am I allowed to take their fingerprints while we're walking there?
You get out into the street. You flag down the nearest officer, hand him over, and congratulations, you've won.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.